Blog Talk Radio.
OMG. Your girl is back, everyone. Hey, I'm back. Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. I was having so many jitters and butterflies as the countdown was coming down. They were like, your show will begin in 1 minute. And I was freaking out. I guess that means that I still have a passion for this. I still love it. Oh my God, I've missed all of you guys. I just want to thank everyone for their love and support over the last few years. It's just been an amazing ride. And I'm back after essentially almost a three-year hiatus. Yes, welcome back to the Kitty Bella Show. This is a revamping of the podcast. No bombs, no music shenanigans. It's just going to be a 15-minute podcast of me talking to you guys. This first episode, just telling you what I've been up to. What the fuck? Where I've been? Before we go any further, want to thank that theme song, that bomb-ass theme song from Florida Dame, who has an album out right now called Carousel. You can get that on Spotify and most of your streaming devices. Thank you, Florida Dame, for that amazing theme song. Florida has been a huge supporter of the Kitty Bella Show in the past and has provided numerous musicality samples and theme songs. And so they just continue to slay. And I was like, you know what? Why rewrite the book? So thank you, Florida Dame. You can go to their Instagram at The Florida Dame as well. So I am back. And I'm ready to fuck some shit up. I'm like, kind of miss talking. I thought that I was fine, setting off into the sunset, into oblivion. And then I woke up one day and I was just like, nah, no, I'm not. So that's why I'm here now, to give you just a little bit of what's going on with me. So the number one question that most people are probably wondering, who actually care, is Kitty Bella. Where have you been, girl? Where have I been the last 4 years, maybe three? Well, one of the big things that I endured was a relationship that ended. I broke up with my ex back in 2016, and I wrote a whole long blog post about it back in 2016 about, girl, how was dating a tranny chaser? Or boy, whoever's listening to this. Or they. And it was like, girl, interrupted for me. Messy. And it was also very tumultuous. And so I had to really take a step back and realize and think about what I was doing. Because a lot of it was him being messy, and some of it was there was some girls, some of my sisters, who will remain nameless, who were being messy, crawling up in his inbox and other stuff. And so I'm going to call that out too. Girls, if your sisters have a man, don't poach on their man. At the same regard, if your man is that messy, then you need to check yourself. And so that's what I had to do. I had to check myself. And so it was just a really messy situation with him. And I realized that as a trans woman, there's no need to date down. Date at your level, girls, or fucking date up. Fuck that. Did several steps up just for the pain and suffering. Check. 2016 was a year of change for me, everyone. So much to process. I spoke about my life change in some of those blog posts, and I also spoke about a no good relationship that ended, which I was just talking about, and as well as some friendships that came to an end as well. And at the same time, toward the end of that year, I also had a family member who wasn't talking to me. And so with all this change, breaking up with my ex, friendships, and I mean long-term friendships, people I've known since high school, in college, that I just, it was like we were in different worlds now. And it was like, everything was, Katrina, it's your fault. And it's like, really, is it my fault? And so I got caught up in all of that. And then I had to take a step back and say, you know what? It's not my fault. Fuck that. People are not always meant to be in your life. And so as soon as I broke up with my ex and I moved into a new place and started traveling and living life and being a single woman again, I was still working on the Kitty Bella Show. And in essence, I kept busy, but in a good way. I was too busy having fun, seeing the world and traveling. You know, I'm talking 2016, 2017. Testing the scary-ass dating world, working on my comedy. And I was too busy in the process to really process anything. I never processed any of this stuff. And as the summer nights turned into cool fall days in 2016, here I was, what transpired into an emotional turmoil bordering on depression. And it wasn't just because the orange fuckface was in the White House. Here I was at 37, feeling hopeless, lonely, very skeptical of people. I was in a very dark place. And I started thinking about over the last few years and noticed how people weren't there for me as much as I was there for them. And I started second-guessing myself and wondering if I made all the right choices and made all the right decisions in terms of friendship and love. And then I came to the conclusion with each different situation, which was different, that I did all that I could and that it was just time to move on, let the anger go, move on, go forward. And I was learning that it was okay to let go. But many times we don't talk about what happens after we let go. And I became isolated. And at that time, I started taking a break from social media. And I also had took a step back from some of my advocacy work, including TWOP. I took time away from community work, advocacy, to build my self-esteem back up, learning that I was not as woke as I thought. I was always finding myself in a constant state of anger, endless looping of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Look at me. What am I doing? Look at you. What are you doing? Of visuals and content. It just fueled me from 2013 to 2016 for the most part. And I never took the time to process my own thoughts on all the changes that were occurring around me. I never took the time to process my own surgery that took place in 2013. I never took time to process the end of my relationships. And I discovered in the end that I'm okay with me being just me, with a nuanced Black woman who so happens to be trans, but who's from Harlem and who grew up Muslim in Black empowerment movement. I didn't grow up in the ball culture and the LGBT scene. And I had to discover and learn how that upbringing shaped how I saw the world. And when I discovered community in the early 2000s, it started piquing my love for it around 2012, 2016, and I really was entrenched in my advocacy work at that time. I was starting to realize that maybe I was not ready for some of the challenges that it brought me. Perhaps I went too far in, if that makes sense. My worldview and woke level was changing, but at what cost? Who was I becoming? Was it me? Was it Kitty Bella? Was it an outspoken advocate? Or was it someone who I thought I should be? Of course I should be advocating and fighting for the things that I believe in. But realizing in 2016 that I lost my own voice in the process, and discovering that my voice is nuanced. I'm not from ballroom. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm not from the stroll of the pier. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm not from the activism circles. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not from the modeling and the acting world. Not that there's anything wrong with that. My worldview is shaped by education, by my family, my struggle, love, hope, my career, and my service to this country as a civil servant. I have given 15 years of my life to this government that has been often known to oppress many of my people. And when I say people, I'm talking Black people, I'm talking trans people, and sometimes it's both because those intersections go, right? People like to sometimes separate that, but we're not going to talk about that. We'll talk about that in another blog post. But I have to come to those realizations, guys. And now, so many things have opened up since I broke up with my ex, stepped away from T-Walk, stepped away from social media. The things that I needed to happen started happening. I had a relocation for my job. I relocated state, and I moved closer to my family, which is what I wanted. So now I live in the DMV area in Virginia, and I love it. I'm growing. I'm loving myself. I'm working on me. And one of the things I love about living out here is the privacy. And as a trans woman who grew up, born and raised in New York, around so many people, hundreds of thousands and millions of people, I value my peace now. And also living out here delivers an element of safety with the lack of proximity to large groups of people. How you doing? I've lived, born and raised in New York City, been there, done that. And sometimes in life, we need to expand our worldview. Visit a different country or place. Live in a different country or place. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll move to Canada or something. But that's what I've been up to, essentially. Just living, growing, being me, and discovering who I truly am as a person. People don't realize that I didn't grow up in the community. So for me, discovering the community in my late 20s, early 30s, well, more so discovering it in my early 20s, but becoming entrenched in it, working in it in my late 20s, early 30s, it just, I don't know, it sort of like shifted me. It's like, oh, you thought you knew everything. You thought you knew everything, and then it was just like a shift. No, you don't, girl. And then it becomes a rewiring, and then it was like, wait a minute. Is this really me, or is this really me? And so there was a lot of that going on, along with all the other changes. And so I just want to thank all of you ride or dies that have been hanging out with me. Thank you for understanding my needing for a hiatus. But your girl is back. Better than ever. And the format is going to be different. These will be 15-minute shows now, hopefully weekly, that will have me talk about a range of topics. Topics from politics to my dating life to any random shmandom stuff. And I also will try to fit in interviews at the same time because I'm always and will always be about amplifying other voices, other people. But the one thing that is always constant is to know thyself and love thyself. And with that, that is our first broadcast. Guys, be well. Happy 4th of July for those of you that celebrate it, or those of you that just celebrate the holiday. Stay Black, stay blessed.